Today's words of wisdom, Supreme Master Qinghai's book premiere, The Love of Centuries Mongolian Edition, will be presented in Mongolian and English with subtitles in Arabic or Lexese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. After nearly 30 years of sharing her knowledge on how to live a balanced life while pursuing a spiritual path, Supreme Master Qinghai continues to dedicate her time and effort to uplift and enhance the life of all beings. She has written and published 3 animal books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, to introduce mankind to the magical world of animals. Supreme Master Qinghai's latest books include From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, and The Love of Centuries. Motivated by her unconditional love and overflowing compassion for our planet and all of its inhabitants, Supreme Master Qinghai continues to selflessly accept invitations to share her insights and wisdom on a kinder, nobler, and more loving way of life at gatherings with our association members, symposiums, radio interviews, or via video conferences and the like. On Friday, April 22nd, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Mongolia, with the support of several local vegan groups, celebrated the new Mongolian edition of Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry collection, The Love of Centuries. Held at a Loving Hut vegan restaurant in Ulaanbaatar, the event was launched with lively cultural performances for guests who included Mongolian dignitaries, non-governmental organizations, and media members. Present via video conference was the honored guest and author Supreme Master Qinghai, who had graciously accepted an invitation to share her thoughts about ways to rekindle the vital love for all beings and our planet. We now invite you to enjoy part 3 of our 5-part program titled Supreme Master Qinghai's book premiere, The Love of Centuries, Mongolian edition, held in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, on April 22nd, 2011.
Dear Master, we have some questions from our noble guests.
Oh, yes, please, go ahead.
We have first question from Mr. Bayirsakhan Gertku, the member of Mongolian Parliament and Environment, Food and Agricultural Standing Committee. We welcome Mr. Bayirsakhan to ask his question.
Welcome, sir. How are you, sir?
Mr. Bayirsakhan saying good. He is very grateful to see you.
I am grateful. I am happy too.
Гол улс нуурыг хамгаалах үйлийн төслийг бид сая их хурлаасаа баталсан байгаамаа. Тэгэд одоо бас та бидний үйл ажиллагааг дэмжиж байгаа бах. Бидний энэ үйл ажиллагааг та бас дэмжиэд өөрийнхөө санал бодлыг хэлнэ үү гэж би хувьд хүсэж байна.
We have recently drafted and submitted the law on the prohibition of exploration and utilization of natural resources in the protected areas of water bodies as well as areas with forest. I think this would be a good way to prevent anyone from destroying the environment, and we save our nature. In addition, members are working well on expanding network of protected areas. Humans are beings of nature. We think we must protect our homeland. I believe life of Mongolian national will become prosperous. We would like to hear your thoughts in this respect. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Bayasaiken. Yes, it will definitely help to protect the environment and consequently save the planet. If every country do this, if every country does what your country do, what you have proposed, then a lot of environmental impact will be beneficial to our planet and to the people, to humans, of course. You are right that humans are part of nature, and to protect nature is to protect ourselves. And it's excellent news to hear. It makes me feel so pleased to hear the excellent news that you have just told us about Mongolian Parliament's diligent and noble efforts to conserve the natural environment. I am sure the Mongolian people are happy about it, and the world at large appreciate it. I appreciate it personally, because Mongolia still has beautiful, even though fragile, steppes and meadows, forests and natural deserts. We have to conserve all that. Outside the city, the air is still pure in the land of the blue sky, Mongolia. The wilderness areas should always be protected, because they keep the air pure, keep the air healthy, keep water pure, and keep the land protected. But even as we designate land to be protected, it is also important for us to check how we are treating the land that we are living on. So now experts say that human activities often play a larger part in making desertification worse in your country, in Mongolia, such as livestock overgrazing, using water inefficiently and inconsiderably, overcutting the trees which are precious for your land, and mining, etc. The Mongolian National Agency for Meteorology, Hydrology and Environment Monitoring have identified livestock overgrazing as the most prevalent cause of land degradation, which worsen desertification in your country. And 70% of Mongolia's land has already been affected by desertification. The UN Environment Programme reported that in the past 2 decades, the barren land without grass tripled to almost 10% of Mongolia's total land area. Surface water decreased by 19% and forests shrank by at least 26%. So overgrazing is also causing decline in wildlife species and soil erosion, which is very difficult to restore. The expansion of herds has also caused groundwater levels to drop across the Gobi Desert. Meanwhile, more than half of the Mongolian people don't have access to clean water. This is partly due to climate change, which is also impacting Mongolia with extreme weather disasters such as droughts, floods and heavy snowfall. Heavy snowfalls you have experienced, yeah? The number one cause of climate change is livestock breeding. We all know that by now. In particular, the world's ruminant animals, such as cows and sheep, every year produce millions of tons of methane, which, as you may know, is a gas that is at least 7 to 10 times more potent than carbon dioxide over a 20-year period. But with a sharp halt and reduction in the number of livestock animals, this heat-trapping methane will also dissipate from the atmosphere in just about 12 years or less. They are responsible for more of the warming than we think. So in our urgent situation of climate change, I think it would be more effective also, apart from the proposal that you made, we should stop the damage-inflicting activities such as livestock breeding, in addition to having the protected areas as you have mentioned. Thank you, sir, for raising this important matter. And I hope you're successful to protecting Mongolia.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg. Go green, save the planet.
Our second question from Mrs. Bilgun Kuchenbatter, expert of Law Department of Cabinet Secretariat of Government of Mongolia.
Welcome, Ms. Bilgun. Welcome.
Sambeno, ich wach schön ha.
Hallo, Miss Bilgun.
Thank you. Таны гайхамшигтай дуу хоолойг сонсох их хүндэтгэлтэй аз завшаа надад тохиолоо. Энэ яруу найргийн номны хамгийн амин чухал агуулга нь мөнхийн хайр. Хамаг төрөлтөн бүхний бүхэл зүйлсийг хайрлах хайр юм байна. Гараг дэлхийгээ хайраар аварч чадах юм байна гэж би ухаарлаа. Гэвч бид энэхүү хайрлагч чанараа умартжээ. Жишээ нь таны тороон өчл, шувууны өвшүүлгээс би амтныг хайрлах гүн сэтгэлийн хөгийг мэдэрлээ. Хүмүүс яагаад амтдыг хайрлахаа мартаж тэднийг иддэг юм болоо? Бид амтныг яаж хайрлаж эхлэх? Бид яаж хайрын чанараа хөгжүүлэх вэ багшаа? Баярлалаа.
Thank you, Ms. Bilgun. It's nice to hear your voice as well. Nice that you are concerned about our co-inhabitants and the love that we so desperately need to expand. I also ask the same question as yours about how people can forget to love animals and even fellow human beings as well. We even kill our own species, not just animals, in war, in conflicts. It is because we forgot our true nature. Our nature is love and compassion, as the Buddha has taught us. We have been misled life after life by our own ignorance, and the darkness of this realm has imposed pressure on us that we forget even more. So never have I blamed humans for forgetting to love themselves, the animals, or forgetting what they really are. That is love. Humans are love, incarnate. But it is time to remember again, or else we face extinction by our own hands. One way to start to love animals is to understand what they experience. Go watch a slaughterhouse. Go watch a killing of a goat, a horse, or a sheep, or a chicken, a pig, or watch it on television or video to know the true horror, fear, anguish that is behind the nicely packaged piece of flesh. If a person knows the truth about the hellish terror that these animals feel, it would be hard to swallow that piece of their flesh. You ask, how can we improve our loving quality? I call it LQ. Human, we have many Qs, huh? IQ, LQ, GQ, also. Animals and humans both have this loving quality, LQ. Unfortunately, humans are more privileged because we can improve our loving quality in exercising the love, like a muscle, you know? So without changing our normal schedule at all, we can just flex and develop our love muscles at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. No need exercise. Be veg to show love as well to your family, your pets, your friends, and your enemies, and extend this love to all the world's co-inhabitants at large, even to the trees, the plants, the flowers, the stones, the pebbles. Just being vegan alone, automatically after a few days or a few weeks, you feel something change in you. Your own loving nature will flow effortlessly like a spring. Spring of love. You will be more able to receive the love and blessing from the sun, the moon, the stars, from all natures and our co-inhabitants. And the animals will suddenly truly look like friends and neighbors. So beautiful, friendly, intelligent, and loving. Then it's very easy for you to love them. And extremely difficult to ever dream of harming them again, even indirectly, or consuming their suffering flesh. Thank you for your question,
Ms. Thank you, Master.
Bilgun. I hope you're satisfied. Is my answer.
Our next guest, Mrs. Oyunsil Purovdorch, advisor of Democratic Party at the State Great Court Parliament. She has three questions for you, Master.
Welcome, Ms. Oyunsil.
Well, welcome, Mrs. Oyunsil, to ask her questions.
Oh, you beautiful.
Thank you.
Bless you. I'm also privileged.
А хүн бол бурхны амьтан гэж би боддог. А тэгээ байгаль хүн хоёроос сэтгэлтэй гэж боддгоо. Тэгээд өнөөдөр дэлхий дээр бол маш олон сүйрэл, маш олон хүмүүс өвчин зовлон шаналж байна. Монгол улс, Япон улс, Герман улс гэж
Madam, thanks for coming, and you are right. I know well that we must join together before it's too late, yes? And that includes the government and citizens alike. You ask me what we should do first and foremost? It is very simple. A timely vegan diet. Because that will bring the benevolent atmosphere to protect our planet. Without being veg first, no other solution is guaranteed to work, really. But by being vegan alone, we are assured of preserving the planet and, of course, human lives thereon. Because raising animals for meat is, as we know already, through all the reports and scientific evidence, that is the number one cause of global warming and a major cause of desertification and deforestation. So, number one thing to counter this number one cause is to do the opposite, to be vegan. Thank you. Just like the Buddha taught us, huh? Compassion.
Thank you, Master. Her next question is, we are witnessing the destruction on environment and massive number of people suffering from diseases in every corner of the world.
That's right.
My heart as well as others in pain. What would you like to say foremost to the humanity right now at this moment?
Yes, similar things again and again, that we have to be merciful and compassionate. In order to beget the same quality, we have to be loving and kind to our own co-inhabitants so that we can attract loving and kind mercy from heaven. The Buddha has taught always compassion. Jesus taught the same thing. All the masters in the past taught the same things, that we have to return to our kindness and love, which is our own nature. Stop killing. Stop oppression of all kinds. We can save ourselves and our loved ones. Stop killing. Be loving. Be compassionate. Be kind. Thank you.
Thank you, Master. The last question.
Yes?
I know well that you do not discriminate like your country or my country. Just like mother loves all her children, what does your country look like in your eyes? What should we do so that Mongol people with six letters in its distinction can live without any pain and disease?
Your country is my country.
Thank you, Master. We love you.
And I think, for what I have seen, your country is so beautiful, so beautiful. And your people are so kind, so kind.
Thank you for your love and blessing, Master.
I really love Mongolia and her people very, very much.
We love you so much, too.
The Mongolian culture has deep root in warm tradition with close family bonds and hospitality to strangers. Shamanisms which imbue a reverence for the sun and nature and Buddhism, which is embraced by many Mongolians as it was for centuries. The nearly 2.7 million Mongolian people, like all the world's people, deserve to be prosperous and free from suffering. According to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, 82% of Mongolia's total land area is permanent pasture for livestock grazing. But the overgrazing of livestock is the single largest threat to biodiversity and cause erosion and extreme desertification, and therefore also causing suffering for people of Mongolia. In the winter of 2009-2010, Mongolia suffered her worst drought in 30 years.
Yes.
A drought is a harsh, snowy winter event after a dry summer. Almost 10 million, or one-fifth of the nation's poor livestock animals, froze and starved to death even. Farmers and herdmen's family, who are almost a third of the population, suffered tremendously as well. Such extreme winter weather had already struck 3 years in a row, starting in 2000 for Mongolia. I cannot express enough sorrow and sympathy for people who are involved in these cruel fate of disaster. These people, they are just simple folk, and they think they're doing their jobs, and they're trying their best to do it. But they suffer so much, so much. And also the innocent animals suffer so much. We cannot imagine how much they suffer. Words cannot express it all. Scientists would say that such a pattern of extreme weather indicates climate change effect. But we now know that climate change is affected by things like overgrazing by livestock, whose impact is very severe and can quickly turn a lovely grassland area into a barren piece of soil or desert. The number of livestock on Mongolia's land increased since 1990s to 43 million today, and the number of livestock in Mongolia outnumber people by 16 to 1. Can you believe this? As a consequence, problems also have worsened, such as decreased rural water supplies, deforestation, and land degradation due to overgrazing. As you now know, water scarcity is a serious concern in Mongolia, worsened by global warming. Livestock grazing only makes this worse, as it consumes huge amounts of water. And alternative options, such as diverting water to the Gobi Desert from the already scarce Kelen River Basin, appear to be inefficient and might cause even more shortage of water soon. The UN Environment Program just reported in March that more than half of the Mongolian people don't have access to clean water. With increasing water shortage, land deterioration and desertification worsened by global warming, soon it won't be possible to sustain the livestock way of life anymore, even if we want it. And we haven't discussed the threat of infectious disease such as foot and mouth disease, brucellosis, rabies, and anthrax that have impacted the livestock industry in recent years. The foot and mouth disease outbreak was the most harmful livestock disease in 2010, which cost the government 6 billion togrok and led to the massacre of almost 26,000 animals, innocent animals. So this way of life of animal raising is risky, even fragile, damaging and violent to animals and humans, and costs a lot of expense to the taxpayers. And spiritually speaking, whether we're Buddhist or Muslim or Christian in Mongolia, we must refrain from killing to avoid the extremely heavy killing karma, which could lead us to a terrible place where we would never want to be after we die, yeah, or before that even. So perhaps it is time to change, to make Mongolia a newer, healthier, exciting, greener, developed, and prosperous country.
Yes, Master.
More prosperous.
Thank you.
Энэ номын нээлтийн одоо баярын үйл ажиллагаанд оролцож байгаадаа асар их баяртай байна. Өнөөдөр гари дэлхийн маань одоо цаг агаарын өөрчлөлтөн тухайлбал одоо дэлхийн дулаардын өөрчлөлтөөс болоод олон одоо цаг агаарын хүнд хэцүү байдал одоо өртөөд байна. Бид нар одоо ганцхан их дэлхийтэй энэ ганцхан их дэлхийдээр амьдарч байгаа бүхий л одоо хүмүүс дэлхийгээ хайрлах хэрэгтэй байна. Тэгээ дэлхийгээ хайрлах хамгийн амархан одоо арга бол хүн болгоны одоо гар бие оролцох арга бол бүгдээрээ одоо ургамлын үйлстэн болох веган хоолтон болох хэрэгтэй байна. Тэгээ энэ одоо их үйлсийн төлөө манай Монголын төр засгийнхан болоо бусад улсын одоо төрийн тэргүүнүүд улс төрчид өвөрсдийнхээ дард түмэнд уриалж үлгэрлэнд уриалж одоо ихтлийг аврах энэ үйлст одоо гар бие оролцохыг уриалж байна.
Тэр одоо төсөөлснээр хөдшин энэ одоо хавхан тох энэ одоо уулзалтанд ирсэндээ хүн талархаж байна аа хүн. А тэгээ энэ сайхан 90 зууны хайрсан номын нээлт бол энэ дэ цааш монголчуудын одоо тэр амьдрал өөрсдөө их итгэл ирээдүйдээ хийх итгэлд бол нэгэн том алхам нэгэн том тэ зорилдох чиглэлийг одоо бас нэг хаалгыг нээж өгч байна гэж бодож байна.
Joyful viewers, thank you for joining us today for Words of Wisdom. Join us again Friday for part 4 of Supreme Master Qinghai's book premiere, The Love of Centuries, Mongolian edition. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Models of Success, coming up next right after Noteworthy News. With God's grace, may your life flourish and bloom in joy and peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.